Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio on this Friday night. And there is a new book out this week that claims Major League Baseball allowed Alex Rodriguez to use banned substance before his 2007 MVP season. It is an absolutely fascinating read that co-authors Tim Elfrink and Newsday investigative reporter Gus Garcia Roberts just released. It is titled Bloodsport, Alex Rodriguez, Biogenesis, and the Quest to End Baseball's Steroid Era. Break it down. It's good to have you with us tonight. All right, Gus.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, let me tell you, there is a number of storylines that I want us to hit on tonight, but perhaps the most shocking for me is that Alex Rodriguez received permission from Major League Baseball to use testosterone during the 2007 MVP season. How can this be? I mean, how could that have been allowed? I thought they were trying to end the steroid use in baseball.
Yeah, it was pretty stunning to Tim and I as well. The way that we found out about that was when Rodriguez appealed his suspension last year. Major League Baseball entered into evidence documents pertaining to what they call therapeutic use exemptions, and this is a product of an agreement between the league and the union, where if a player can prove that they have the medical need for a banned substance, they're allowed to use it for 1 year. So in 2007. Rodriguez applied for and was granted permission to use testosterone. 2007 turned out to be one of his strongest years of his career. He won the MVP award, and after that he signed a $275 million contract extension. Then the next season, Rodriguez applied for two other exemptions, and he was allowed to, he was granted one, which was Clomid, which is a female fertility drug, but sometimes prescribed to men in order to boost testosterone. So you have a picture of a guy who is receiving these what are considered performance enhancing drugs that very few other players in the league are allowed to use.
Gus Garcia Roberts is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Of course, the title of the new book that he has co-authored is titled Bloodsport, Alex Rodriguez, Biogenesis, and the Quest to End Baseball Steroid Era. And when you go through the book, it certainly also reveals just kind of what a bizarre figure A-Rod is. Can you cite some examples and some of the strange details that you were able to share within this book?
I would love to. Those are most detailed illustration of A-Rod's behavior and his relationship with Anthony Bosch came from Bosch's the chief of Biogenesis, the Miami clinic, which provided steroids to Rodriguez and more than a dozen other baseball players. But this description of their relationship actually came from Bosch himself. Bosch flipped on Rodriguez and testified during Rodriguez's appeal against A-Rod. And though that testimony was confidential, but a source gave us a very detailed account. And so Bosch describes visiting Rodriguez in A-Rod's various apartments in Manhattan. He would set A-Rod up with an IV of banned substances and also an oxygen mask, because Bosch believed that 100% oxygen helps make doping more effective. So Rodriguez believes so firmly in Bosch's science that he actually installed a hyperbaric chamber in his West Village apartment so that he could dope with 100% oxygen. Bosch describes not only going to that Bank Street apartment, but going to an apartment overlooking the Hudson River, in which before Bosch went in, he was told by Rodriguez's cousin, Yuri Sucard, who's sort of Rodriguez's steroid handler, to take his shoes off. And when he took his shoes off, he learned why. Everything in the apartment was all white. And so once in the apartment, Bosch again gave Rodriguez banned substances. So his testimony was rife with these sort of meetings, doping him in the lobby of a building where Denzel Washington and Sting live, meeting in a Starbucks bathroom, and Bosch selling Rodriguez drugs, meeting Rodriguez in Detroit during A-Rod's worst playoff performance in 2012, where A-Rod was so desperate for an edge that he had Bosch fly up there and give him HGH and peptides, although it didn't help because A-Rod still remained benched by then manager Joe Girardi, and when he did pinch it, he still couldn't hit a lick. But it was pretty astounding that A-Rod, this guy who has enormous talent, would appear to feel so insecure and desperate for an edge that he would recruit Bosch, this bogus, unlicensed biochemist from Miami, to basically follow him around and be his steroid butler.
Well, and the other thing too, Gus, you have to share with our listeners tonight, there's so many crazy stories, but the fact that Tony Bosch, he lost, Alex Rodriguez's vial on the dance floor?
That's actually my favorite one, which is that Anthony Bosch was supposed to meet Rodriguez at his Star Island mansion, which is a very chic mansion, a very chic island near Miami. But instead, they met at the Fountain Blue Hotel because Rodriguez had a social engagement. So they met at the Fountain Blue Hotel, the Live nightclub inside of it, and they went to a stall where Bosch drew Rodriguez's blood. He liked to test it periodically. Drew his blood, put it in a vial in his pocket, and then this really elucidates Bosch more than Rodriguez. He then decided to go hit the dance floor, and he lost the vial on the dance floor, looked for it for a while, finally found it. But when Bosch told this story in his testimony, A-Rod's attorney asked him pointedly, were you using cocaine this night? And Bosch's reply was, I plead the fifth.
We definitely want to invite you back because we also want to talk about how many of the Biogenesis players, how they certainly benefited financially in those contracts too. So again, Gus, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
It was fun. Thanks.
That, of course, was Newsday investigative reporter Gus Garcia-Roberts. We want to thank all of our guests, our lineup tonight, Jason Peter with our Under the Helmet segment, Andy Pondillo right here from YSR, Gary Peterson, Mario Impemba, the TV voice for the Detroit Tigers, and our good friend Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4 in Oklahoma City. Reminding all of you to don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show.